Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A couple of years ago, I worked at a gas station. It was a pretty small town, about 2 hours north of where I was from. I was living there temporarily while I worked on flipping the house I owned. I worked on the house during the day, and I would work at the gas station on nights to help pay for it. The gas station was right off of a major freeway, and we would get lots of people passing through town. One night, I was working a 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. shift. I didn't mind these shifts because they would not be very busy and I always found things to do. Most of the time, I would be the only one working for a majority of the shift. On this night, there was a decent amount of people coming through for the first few hours, and at about 1 a.m., things really started to quiet down. I mopped the floors and then went back behind the counter. Then, I noticed a car pulling into the station. It was a regular black car and looked pretty normal, except for when it got closer I noticed that it had no license plates on it. The car drove very slowly around the front and then went to the side of the building where I could no longer see it. About 5 minutes passed, and then a man came inside, who I assume was the driver of the car. He was a very tall man, about 6.5 feet tall, and pretty thin. He was wearing a black sweater and gray pants. He had a very serious look on his face. He walked in the front door and looked directly at me. The counter was on the other end of the store, so he was probably about 40 feet away. He didn't say anything and just looked at me. Eventually, I couldn't take the awkwardness, and I said hello to him and waved. He responded by turning and walking to the other side of the store. He just stood there, no longer looking at me, but looking at the wall or whatever items were for sale in that area. I was pretty confused at this time, and I was getting kind of creeped out by this guy. Eventually, he walked into the bathroom, which was at the end of the store. About 10 minutes passed, and he remained in there. Another customer finally pulled into the gas station and got some fuel and came inside to pay. I was so relieved by them finally being a normal customer. I almost wanted to bring up the man in the conversation with them because it was so strange, but I felt it wouldn't be professional, so I didn't. The customer left, and I once again felt pretty creeped out knowing this guy was still in the bathroom. A long hour went by, and we didn't get any customers. The man didn't come out of the bathroom either. I felt it had been long enough, and I decided to walk over to the bathroom. It was a bathroom with two stalls in it, so I could just walk in to wash my hands or something, and it wouldn't seem weird. I got to the bathroom and opened the door. I saw that the lights were out and it was pitch black in there. I reached around for the light, but when I found it, I saw that it was already switched on. This freaked me out. I thought about just leaving, but I decided to turn on the flashlight to my phone to look around. When I did, I looked in the first stall and it was empty. Then I saw the second one. I could see the man's legs from the bottom of the stall. Then I shined my light up to see the man's head poking out from above the stall, staring directly at me with the creepiest smile I have ever seen. I dropped my phone as soon as I saw him. I picked it up as quick as I could and then ran for the bathroom door. I got out there and the man did not come out and follow me. I went back to the counter and debated what I should do for a few minutes. I really did not want to go back in there, but I also didn't want the man scaring customers that went to the bathroom, and I felt that it was my responsibility to keep the place safe. As much as I didn't want to, I decided to go back and tell the man he would have to leave. I walked back to the bathroom and opened the door. I shouted to the man that he needed to leave, but there was no response. I can't say that I was surprised. I decided to just put an out of order sign on the door because of him and the light not working. Several hours went by and I only got a few customers. Amazingly, the man never left the bathroom. Finally, at 4 a.m., my coworker Devin came in and we worked together for the final hour of my shift. I felt much safer and I told him what had happened. We decided to go into the bathroom together to see what the man was still doing in there. We walked in with our flashlights shining, but when we got inside, we saw that both stalls were empty. Not a trace of the man at all. I have no idea how the man was able to leave without me seeing him. Thinking about it still freaks me out. 2 years ago, I had a problem with the tires of my car. My car was fairly new and reliable, but over time the tires started to get a ton of wear on them, and I found out that I needed them replaced. One day when I was out, I happened to be shopping at the Walmart near my house. I was in sort of the corner of the store, and I noticed that they had an auto center there. The auto center was at the very far back corner, and I had never really noticed it before, but I decided to give it a look and see how much their tires were and what kinds they had. As I walked into the area, I could see that nobody else was really over there. I walked over to the desk that they had to see if anybody was working there that I could talk to. There was nobody there though, and when I looked around the auto center, it didn't really look like it was used much anymore and seemed pretty outdated. After a minute or so, I decided to just look at the tire information that they did have and then just leave. The next day, however, as I got home from work and got my mail, I saw that in my mail there was a postcard from the Walmart Auto Center. It was basically just an advertisement to go, and I found it a funny coincidence how I had just been there the day before. But the next day, I got the same thing in the mail once again. It was the exact same postcard, and now it went from a funny coincidence to a bit strange. I took it inside and threw it away. The very next day, I got one again, and the day after that, and the day after that. I was getting the same exact flyer from the Walmart Auto Center every single day as part of my mail. I decided that this was fishy enough, so I drove back to the same Walmart to try to see what was going on. I took a handful of the flyers that I received and went to the same auto department that I had been to before. This time, there was actually someone working there. A man was behind the counter, and I showed him the flyers and told him my situation. He looked at them and said that he didn't know why I kept getting them, and basically didn't have an explanation for me. However, he pointed out to me that none of the postcards had actually been addressed to me, and showed me a large stack of them that they had near the counter. When I saw this, it made me realize that whoever was giving me these postcards was not actually sending them to me, but physically putting them in my mailbox every day. I went back home after that, and decided I would try to keep a lookout of my mailbox to see who was doing this. The first 2 days, I once again got more flyers, but failed to see who did it. But the next morning, I was up early at about 6 a.m. It was before the sun had risen, and I just happened to be looking out of my window. When I did, I saw a man slowly walking down the side of the street. My eyes locked onto him when I noticed him walking closer to my mailbox. Then, I saw him reach into the pocket of his jacket and place something in my mailbox. I had finally seen who did it, but right after he did, I noticed him look to my window and then look directly at me. I didn't know what to do when I saw this, but before I could think of anything, the man started sprinting up my yard and towards my house. He ran all the way to the front door and tried to open it. Luckily, it was locked, and I watched him run away. I thought he was leaving, but a couple of moments later, I heard the sound of the back door to my house trying to be opened. That's when I decided to call the police. Clearly, somebody was trying to break into my house. When I had called 911, I told them what was going on and started to walk into my bedroom. But as I was on my way there, and literally right after I hung up the phone, I heard the sound of glass breaking. That's when I decided to run into my bathroom instead and lock the door. I didn't hear any noises though after the breaking of glass. I was thinking maybe the man never did enter my house and had just left. I waited and waited in my bathroom for what felt like forever, not hearing anything and waiting for the police to arrive. I couldn't take it anymore, and I finally decided to leave the bathroom and walk out. But as soon as I did, I saw the man standing inside my house about 10 feet away from me, smiling. It was the creepiest thing I had ever seen. The man was wearing a jacket with the hood up, and I couldn't really tell much details of his face, other than he looked like a pretty average guy. I ran back inside the bathroom and locked the door quickly. Thankfully, at around the same time, I started to hear the sirens. The man never did try to enter the bathroom, and the police showed up only to find the man completely gone. They looked around my property and neighborhood, but never found him. After that, I never got anything else strange in the mail, and I never saw the man again, but sometimes I worry he will return. I also wonder what he was doing, if he had seen me at the Walmart and decided to randomly stalk me or what, but I'm glad I've never seen him again. Last year, I really needed a new laptop. I used a computer daily for college and work occasionally as well. It was something that I really needed in my daily life. The one I had though was old and really slow, and I had been saving up to buy a new one for a while. My sister suggested that I look on Facebook Marketplace, and so one night I went out and searched laptops. I was looking for a newer and more powerful one, and after several days of searching and a lot of research, I found a listing of one that seemed to be a really good deal. I did some more quick research on it and decided it was the best option for me. And then reached out to the seller. The seller responded to me pretty quickly. His name was Brian, and when I contacted him, he told me he could meet up with me the next afternoon when he got off of work. I told him I was willing to buy the laptop at the time, as long as it worked good, and I would pay the full price he was asking for it, which was $800 cash. I knew that was significantly less money than it costed brand new in the stores, and I felt like I was going to get a really good deal. Brian told me that worked fine, and we agreed to meeting up the next day when we got off of work. There was a little shopping area in the town that I lived in, and we decided to meet in the parking lot of the place. It was usually pretty busy, and we drove into one of the back corners of the parking lot that was a more quiet area. My sister decided to go with me so I wasn't alone, and we drove to the location right on time. It was 2 in the afternoon, and I think we got there maybe a couple of minutes early. Then we waited. I had messaged Brian telling him when I was leaving, and he told me he was leaving as well. When he wasn't there yet, I figured he was on his way, or maybe he got held up at work. My sister and I both sat in the car waiting and just talked as we did. Eventually, time went by, and we started to get concerned. Nobody was near us in the quiet area of the parking lot where we agreed to meet, and Brian was now more than 10 minutes late. I messaged Brian, telling him exactly where I was and the car that I was in, and asked where he was. We kept waiting, and he didn't respond. Pretty soon, it was almost 30 minutes past our meeting time. I then looked and saw that Brian had read my message that I had sent to him, but he never responded. My sister and I left, feeling frustrated that the guy never showed up. My sister thought maybe he realized the laptop he was selling was worth a lot more than the asking price, or something like that. We both drove back home, which was our parents' house that we lived in while we were away from college. Our parents were both at work, so it was just us there for the time. After we got home, I once again went back onto Facebook Marketplace, but it appeared as though I had been blocked by Brian, and everything was deleted. This made me angry to see, and after that, I decided to search for more laptops and kind of start over. I was in my bedroom when suddenly I heard my sister come running in. She told me she heard a noise coming from the back window, and then saw a guy out there. We both walked out. And almost as soon as we did, we heard the sound of our back door being opened. It was only 3 o'clock, and our parents usually didn't arrive home until after 5. We knew it was probably the guy my sister had seen. We both ran back into my room and shut the door. We pressed our heads up against the door and listened. Somebody was now walking through our house. My bedroom was at the end of the hallway, and the man was not all that far away. I asked my sister what we should do. She said she was going to call the police and took out her phone. But just as she did, we heard the footsteps headed towards us. We got as quiet as we could. My sister wasn't able to place the call to the police yet because we were afraid to make any kind of noises. But whoever was there walked slowly into the hallway and then into a bedroom. My sister said it sounded like he was in her room now. I then got an idea.
I said that we had to get out of there, and I pointed to my window. I then ran over to it, and as quietly as I could, started to open it. The house only had one level, so as long as we could get out there, we would be able to get away. I opened up the window, and as I did, it suddenly made a loud noise. Just then, we heard the guy start to leave my sister's room and come down the hall towards my bedroom. I jumped out the window, followed by my sister, and as she was climbing out, I heard my bedroom door open. We both ran out the yard and down to the neighbors across the street who we knew really well. Luckily, they were home, and we waited in their garage as we called the police. When the police got there, the man was still in our house, and they caught him in our basement. He turned out to be the same man named Brian that was going to sell me a laptop. He had never met with us, but was in the same shopping center parking lot when we were there. He was just parked next to all the other cars. He then followed us home without us knowing and attempted to break into our house, possibly for the cash I had to buy the laptop. At least that's my best guess of his reasons. Either way, I won't use Facebook Marketplace again.
This happened to me during my senior year of high school. It was the spring semester, and I had taken an elective class called Speed and Agility Development. I was an athlete in high school, so this sounded like a fun and easy class to take. Basically, what we would do every day is sprinting drills and stuff, and sometimes play games. We would do something different almost every day, and the teacher, Mr. Johnson, would mix it up a lot. I remember one day, Mr. Johnson told us we were going to take a hike off campus. Our high school was a little bit out in the country, and across the street from the school in the back, there was a large woods with some hiking paths on it. When class started, we met up in the gym, but then walked outside and crossed the street to start the path in the woods. Mr. Johnson said we would jog along part of the trail and hike the rest of it, then he took off running. There's about 15 kids in the class or so, I would say, and we all started running following his lead. I decided to hang back with a couple of my friends in the class, and we ran in the back. We let ourselves fall kind of far behind, and the deeper we got into the woods, the thicker it was, and the path became more and more narrow. As I was running, my shoe suddenly came untied, and I stopped to tie it. The friends I was with offered to stop, but I told them I'd catch right back up to them. I took maybe 30 seconds, and then continued with the jog. I didn't hear anybody else anymore, though. I started to run faster to try to catch back up with the group, but shortly after that, I came up to a stop on the trail that led to three different paths. I didn't know which way the rest of the class had gone, so I went with the one in the middle. I started running on it quickly until I was almost out of breath, but saw no sign of anyone. I ran back to where the path separated again, and this time went a different way. By this point, I was so far behind I had no idea where anyone else was. I jogged along another path for a while and thought I heard someone, so I began to run faster to catch up with the group. I kept running through the thick woods until I could hear I was closer. Once I thought I could hear the class again, I slowed back up. I saw someone, and that made me feel a lot better, until I got closer. I realized the person I was seeing wasn't in my class. Somebody was walking off the path in the woods to my left, but they looked like a grown man. I was sort of far away, and all I could see between the thick tree branches everywhere was that the man had long black hair and a green shirt. As I got closer, he suddenly stopped and turned around and looked at me. I thought about waving to him or saying hi, but the man instead started running deeper into the woods after he had noticed me. I thought it was strange, but more importantly, I realized that I was now lost in the woods. I didn't have my phone with me, because Mr. Johnson never let us bring them to class. I thought maybe the man that I had seen in the woods would know how to get out of here, so I yelled hey to him to see if he would come back. He didn't answer me, though. And by this time, he was way deeper in the woods. I kept walking, and I figured I would eventually get out of there. I would say like 2 or 3 minutes later, though, as I was walking, I started to hear somebody walking behind me just off the path in the woods. I stopped and looked behind me. I didn't see anybody at first, but then just barely could see the man in the green shirt. He was behind a larger tree, and I just barely saw him, but he was there. He wasn't walking now, and I could tell he was trying to hide from me. I turned back, and I just kept continuing on with the way that I had been going. I heard the man walking behind me once more as I did. He was slowly getting closer and closer to me. It was starting to creep me out, so finally, I turned around and looked again. This time, I caught the man as he was nearly on the path, and I watched him duck back behind more trees. I said hi to the man, but in as friendly of a tone as I could. Then I asked the man if he knew how to get out of this woods. The man didn't answer me, or even make any sound at first. Then, without warning, he charged out from his hiding place and started running at me with a crazed look in his eyes. I turned and ran, which was the only thing I could think to do. I was running as fast as I could through the woods, and then down the path, with the man hot on my heels. It didn't take long for me to realize that I was faster than the man, but not by a lot. He was pretty quick, and I was sprinting, and when the path would come to multiple different paths, I would choose one at the last second to try to throw the guy off who was chasing me. Eventually, I took a sharp turn to the left. I briefly went through some thick brush and woods, and then back onto another path. The man seemed to go into a different direction, and then he seemed to stop where he was. I continued quietly down the path that I was on. I thought I had finally lost the guy. However, when I turned the corner, I saw the path was leading me right up to a pond. There was a very small dock on it, and thick woods surrounded the pond by all directions. I then heard noises in the woods coming closer. It had to be the man again. Sure enough, I saw him walking at a fast pace towards me. He was coming at an angle to the right, and without hesitation, I sprinted back to the left down the opposite way of the path that I was on. I kept running and running, going back down each way that I had already gone, hoping I would eventually find a way out. I heard the man running behind me almost the whole way. I kept on running, and eventually I stopped hearing the man so closely. My running slowed down to a more manageable jog, and I kept going. I was going back down every path I had been on, and finally I saw an opening of the path. I had made it back to where we had originally started the hike as a class. I didn't know what time it was or where the rest of the class was, but I decided to just go back to the school anyways. I made it back, and within maybe 10 minutes, I saw the rest of the class coming. I ran to my friends, and it turns out nobody really noticed I was gone besides the couple of friends I had been with. They just assumed I ditched class. And whoever that guy was after me for some reason.